Your alarm didn't go off, coffee spilled on your shirt, and now, staring at your car's completely flat tire on a Monday morning, you realize you can't name a single person you'd feel comfortable calling for help. That's the exact moment George's life forced him to stop running on autopilot. Standing in that driveway, George wasn't just facing a transportation crisis. He was confronting the wreckage of his entire existence. His marriage was crumbling. His job hung by a thread. His colleagues avoided him. The flat tire was simply the universe's way of saying, "Your current path ends here." What George didn't know yet was that this apparent disaster would save his life, literally. Those dangerously worn brakes would have failed on the highway. Sometimes our worst mornings become our greatest interventions. This forced detour landed George on public transportation, face to face with Joy, a bus driver radiating an almost unsettling level of enthusiasm. Her first words cut through his defenses. "You're on my bus for a reason." Joy's energy bus wasn't just transportation. It became the vehicle for George's complete transformation. And here's the thing. We've all had our flat tire moments. Maybe yours looked like a pink slip, a diagnosis, or someone walking out the door. These convergences of chaos aren't coincidences. They're invitations to finally change direction. You're the driver of your bus. When Joy delivered this first rule, George immediately resisted, feeling trapped and powerless. Most of us live as passengers, complaining about the route, but never touching the steering wheel. The uncomfortable truth: taking the driver's seat means accepting complete responsibility for your life's direction. Not for everything that happens, that's impossible, but for how you respond. Viktor Frankl survived Nazi concentration camps with this insight: even when everything is stripped away, we still choose our attitude. George blamed his boss, his team, his circumstances. This victim mentality appears everywhere. Career stagnation blamed on office politics, relationship problems on partners, financial struggles on bad luck. Focusing on your sphere of concern rather than your sphere of influence keeps you stuck. Joy challenged George to define his vision specifically, not vague wishes like be healthier, but concrete destinations. Walk 30 minutes daily. Spend one-on-one time with each child weekly. Taking the driver's seat requires asking yourself each morning, "Where am I driving my bus today?" Then making deliberate adjustments when you drift off course. Everything is energy. That's physics, not fuff. Einstein's E equals MC2 proves even solid matter is energy in another form. You know this intuitively. Some people energize you, others drain you. Certain projects ignite creativity, others deplete reserves. Your thoughts carry potent energy. When you focus intensely on outcomes through visualization and clear intention, you mobilize resources toward those goals. Buy a red Honda and suddenly you'll spot them everywhere. They didn't multiply. Your brain now prioritizes that information. This is why Joy prohibits complaining on her bus. Complaints focus attention on problems rather than solutions, creating negative feedback loops. Olympic athletes mentally rehearse perfect performances, creating neural pathways that support success. When George applied these principles to his failing project and marriage, he engaged in deliberate mental training, not wishful thinking. The formula E plus P equals O captures this. Events plus perception equals outcome. While we can't control all events, our perception, where we direct energy and attention, largely determines outcomes. By fueling your journey with positive energy through gratitude, visualization, and constructive focus, you create momentum toward your destination. Transformation requires others, but you must explicitly invite them and share your vision. Assumptions don't work. George sent actual bus tickets to his team, then met individually to articulate his product launch vision. The physical tickets served as tangible psychological contracts that increased commitment. Not everyone accepted. Michael, Jamie, and Jose declined, devastating George. Joy helped him recognize a crucial truth. Obsessing over those who decline only diverts energy from those who accepted. This isn't about writing people off. It's about respecting their choice and focusing resources where they're most effective. Then comes the harder part, establishing boundaries with energy vampires who drain collective energy through persistent negativity. When George gave Larry and Tom an ultimatum, Larry adjusted, while Tom refused and left. That difficult conversation demonstrated that maintaining clear standards benefits everyone in workplaces, personal relationships, community organizations, and family dynamics. Not everyone deserves a seat on your bus, and that's okay. Traditional leadership focuses on processes and metrics. Joy introduced George to something deeper, becoming a chief energy officer who leads with heart. This shift transformed his approach and saved his failing project. Energy is the true currency of success. The energy a leader brings determines whether people follow enthusiastically or comply reluctantly. This energy must be authentic, genuine passion flowing from connection to purpose, not manufactured enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm derives from Greek entheos, meaning filled with divine spirit. When leaders connect with deeper purpose, this energy naturally radiates outward. But enthusiasm alone isn't enough. Genuine care for team members forms the foundation. Joy's metaphor of the gold-covered rock illustrates this perfectly. Just as George discovered gold beneath what appeared ordinary, effective leaders see potential others cannot yet see. The leader's job becomes removing the dust that obscures this brilliance. 5 practical ways to love team members. Make time for genuine connection. Listen with empathy. Recognize contributions. Serve rather than expect service. And create opportunities for people to utilize their strengths. These practices transform transactional management into transformational leadership. When George embraced this approach, his team's energy shifted completely. Even Michael, who had quit, asked to rejoin. The team began working late, not from demands, but from genuine investment in their shared success. Purpose connects daily work to meaningful impact. A NASA janitor during the Apollo mission didn't see himself as cleaning floors. He was helping put a man on the moon. This perspective transformed menial work into historic contribution. Rather than imposing purpose top-down, George invited his team to co-create their mission. Together, they developed guiding principles, striving for greatness, developing chief energy officers throughout the company, and sharing the light, seeing their light bulbs as tools enhancing lives, not just products to sell. This alignment dissolved office politics and personal agendas. When George found everyone working until 2 in the morning, it wasn't from pressure, but genuine investment in their shared mission. Purpose prevents burnout. When work connects to meaning beyond paychecks, it energizes even during challenges. Finding purpose doesn't require dramatic career changes. A customer service representative isn't just answering phones, they're solving problems affecting real lives. By connecting tasks to meaningful outcomes, purpose transforms mundane activities into contributions that matter. When work answers, "Why am I here?" and "Does what I do matter?" energy flows naturally. Joy's final rule, "Have fun and enjoy the ride," encapsulates the entire philosophy. George met 88-year-old Eddie, who, despite losing his wife, still lived vibrantly, playing piano, writing poetry, traveling. Eddie's wisdom, "The goal in life is to live young, have fun, and arrive at your final destination as late as possible with a smile on your face." This challenges our achievement-obsessed culture, where happiness gets postponed until the next milestone. The energy bus offers a different path. Integrate joy into the journey itself. This doesn't mean avoiding challenges. It means finding elements to appreciate amid struggles. George's transformation completed when he continued riding the bus after his car was fixed, choosing community and positive energy over isolated convenience. His apparent misfortunes became disguised opportunities. The most profound moment came when he called his mother undergoing chemotherapy, realizing he didn't need words about joy, just authentic presence and positive energy. Life inevitably includes flat tires, energy vampires, and detours. The question isn't whether challenges appear, but how you respond. Will you remain a passive passenger complaining, or become the driver who fuels your journey with positive energy? Your bus is waiting.